The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's question takes us back into the kitchen again, a place that's chock full of all kinds of chemistry riddles. Noel from Paris wants to know, what is cling film made of? Cling film, also called plastic wrap, has to be pretty versatile. It should stretch a lot without tearing, it should keep out the germs, and it has to seal in moisture and aroma to keep those cold cuts from drying out and that chunk of French cheese from smelling up the refrigerator. On top of that, the wrap has to stick to the edge of the plate or bowl. For many years, one plastic in particular has been performing all of those chores perfectly. Polyethylene, or PE for short. One thin layer of PE keeps the germs out, the moisture in, and it prevents odors from escaping. It even allows some air to circulate because polyethylene lets through oxygen and carbon dioxide. To a certain extent, it's a plastic that breathes. Chemists call all plastics polymers, a word made up of two shorter Greek words, poly, which means many, and meros, which means part. Plastics are made up of chains of identical building blocks, monomers. In this case, the monomer building blocks are ethylene molecules that are linked to one another via chemical bond bridges to create the plastic polyethylene. PE is very common. In fact, it's everywhere. It's used to coat all kinds of cables, as well as to make kids' toys, drink cases, shopping bags, and lots of other stuff. But cling films have a special characteristic that none of those other products have. It has to adhere to the edge of a bowl or plate. This property, known as adhesive force, comes into play when the molecules in the plastic wrap come into contact with the molecules in, for example, a glass bowl. That shifts the electric charge in the molecules in the contact zone, and they begin to attract each other like miniature magnets. Viewed individually on the molecular level, adhesive forces are actually pretty weak. In order for the cling film to stick firmly to the bowl, it has to have as much surface contact as possible. That's why plastic wrap adheres well to smooth materials like glass or porcelain, but isn't as effective on rougher surfaces. The area of contact is reduced and the adhesive forces just aren't sufficient to grab the wrap firmly. By the way, did you know there are even some cling films that you can eat? They're made completely of fruit or vegetable purees, and the individual building blocks consist of the carbohydrate chains produced by the plants. You don't even have to unwrap your sandwich. Just take it out of your lunchbox and bite right in. Uh-oh, now I've done it. My stomach's growling. Time for a snack. See you again soon, though. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.